Hey guys, welcome to Meet the Shoe podcast. May I, oh God, I done lost the train of thought.
That's all right. It happens to the best of us.
How you guys doing this day, this night? We love y'all. We love that you guys have been interacting with us and stuff. So that's a good thing, especially on Instagram.
Yes. Yeah, we're big on there.
Oh my God, Instagram has been off the chain because a lot of people been mad at us.
Yes, they have. They'll be fine.
Oh my God, yes. So, Black History on this day, February 28th.
I'm Mina.
And I'm Sade. I'm quite sure you guys know that. No, I'm Mina. So, on this day, Black History, February 28th, there's a lot of stuff that happened over the years. Mm-hmm.
And an actor by the name of athlete Bubba Smith. Mm-hmm. They call him Bubba Smith. He was an actor and he was a professional football player. So they called him Bubba on the field, right? Okay. He was a professional football player in the 1960s and 70s who became an actor. So he went from athlete to actor, right?
Okay.
On this day. And he was born, he played between the 60s and 70s, and he is perhaps best known for his role as Moses Hightower in the Police Academy film series. So, on this day, and what you got, Sade? Who's the next person on this?
I have actress Ray Dong Chong. And I did not know this lady had Chinese descended. She's Black and Chinese. I did not know that. That's amazing to me. So she was born in Alberta, Canada, of a father who is Chinese, Scottish, Irish ancestry, and mother of African and Cherokee descendant. So she has a lot of mixture.
Oh, she's a mixture. Wow.
She has a lot of exoticness going on. And she's most known for her appearance in The Color Purple and Commando. So remember, she played Hoppo.
I mean, she's pretty.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. She said, Hoppo, who this heifer?
Okay. And she opened up some doors, honey. She kicked in some doors on this day, Black History.
Yes.
And then we have actress Tasha Smith and her twin sister, Sidra Smith.
Oh, yeah, they are. They are twins.
Yeah, born in Camden, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And she's known for playing the roles as a villain, Jennifer, in Daddy's Little Girls. She was the drug dealer girlfriend, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And starring in Why Did I Get Married? She has also appeared in Steve Harvey's show Girlfriends and The Parkers. She had a recurring role in Boston Common as Tasha King. And then she's also connected with 50 Cent with, I believe, the BMF series. Like, she's helping out with that. Right.
Executive producer or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Yep. She's hooked up with 50 Cent. So they're doing big things on the cinema screen. Yeah.
Yes. Now we have Michael Jackson. February 28th. Back in the day, he won 8 Grammys.
Hey.
8 of them for the Thriller album. So everybody knows the Thriller album was
what I used to have my Thriller jacket.
Okay, yes. Uh-huh. And girl, I remember, I still do the dance sometimes.
Okay.
like
Look, I had the red and black, and I had the gray and
silver.
Yes. 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 I was just told the other day that I had the Thriller jacket versus the beaded jacket.
I had the beaded one. I like the beaded.
Okay, yeah. Hey, Michael Jackson represented.
Yes, Michael Jackson. Yes, he represented, yes.
And give it up. And he did. Wait, what did Michael Jackson do first? He won that night.
He won 8 Grammys for Thriller.
Hey, that's right. Rest in peace to the King, Michael Jackson.
King. Yes.
And usually, on this same night, they had both legends in the building. Rest in peace, right?
Yes, Prince. They did.
And what did Prince do on the night at the Grammys?
He performed. Okay. What song? I can't remember what song was
Baby,
it.
Baby, I'm a Star.
Baby, I'm a Star. Yep.
Yes. Yes. On this star. Day in Black History. Mm-hmm.
Yes. My favorite.
At the, what, 1984 Grammys? 85
Yes.
Grammys?
85. Okay.
Mm-hmm. 85 Grammys. All right.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to get into the HBCU colleges are facing some sad news, right?
Some little scrutiny here and there. Yeah, it's, I don't know. And it's not just the HBCU schools, but Mississippi has a total of 20 maybe or something like that colleges. And three of them are HBCU universities. And they're trying to pass a bill.
Mm-hmm. The bill is
schools, of schools and by 27-26
bill. It's called the it says that it broad of trust of the state institution of higher learning shall choose three of the state institutions of higher learning to close by June 30th, 2028.
Mm-hmm.
The board to announce its decision by June 30th, 2025.
By next June, they should decide that. So this bill is the Senate Bill 2726 that was proposed to the institution of closing some universities.
Mm-hmm.
And this was introduced by Senator John Polk. So you guys send him petitions, because Mississippi is doing a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, it says that the problem is, so it's what is it? Alcorn State University, Mississippi Valley State University, and Jackson State University, right? And the problem is, okay, so for Jackson State University, it holds 3,818 jobs.
Mm.
The economic impact is $4,418 million. And the lifetime earning is $4.3 billion lifetime earnings of graduates of the Jackson State University, right?
Right.
Then the earnings and the expansion and the jobs, the economic impact for Mississippi Valley is they hold 965 jobs.
Okay.
And then they impact... economic impact is $83 million, and the lifetime earnings for them that have attended is $1.2 billion lifetime earnings, right? Just as a whole, just, you know, everyone attended as a whole. And then for Alcorn State University, the jobs is currently 1,534. The economic impact is $146 million, and lifetime earnings is $1.5 billion lifetime earnings. And they provide to the tuition rate, right? Scholarship endorsements, degrees offer it says degrees offer doctorates or professional degrees.
Right.
So it says that a new proposal, Senate bill, targets three state-funded higher education institutions for closure June 20th, 2028 in an effort to cut the costs. If passed, legislation would require the state institution of higher learning board of trust and select three of the eight existing universities in the state to close, which will close. The board would examine facts such as enrollment, graduation rates, tuition, degrees, and local economic impact. The board will require to host listening sessions on each campus and announce its decision by June 20th, 2025. So I guess that the students have time, have a year to plead why the HBCUs and those states wouldn't clothes, right? Yeah. And I guess your voice, it does matter, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody that they feel that it's important to have HBCUs. I'm thinking at this present time, we talked about it last week with the AI and the changing of the new world, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's seeming like college isn't as of importance as it used to be, because so many people seek to be what we do, content creators,
entrepreneurship,
right? Mm-hmm. Not to say that we don't need these people, mm-hmm. but we're getting we're educating ourselves more with this, with the computers ourselves in our own home and our own leisure.
Right. First
one and being taught in a classroom. Mm-hmm. And majority of the classes, a lot of them are still hybrid.
They are online. Yeah. A lot of people tend to think higher education is not the same when our parents went to school, you know, or grandparents, you know, it was a big thing to be going to a university and get a degree, get your 4-year, your master's and PhD. That was the big thing, you know, Black people can accomplish and go further on in life. And most of those jobs or positions would want that. They honor something like that. But nowadays it's like schools it's not important really, you know. They're not paying the high wages that you expect to get paid if you have a degree.
Right.
A lot of people say you're not able to get the job you want, even though you took all these classes, you know, graduated. It's not necessary to sometimes to your profession, something. Right. So, you know, it's like straddling the fence. Everyone has a different opposition against why you should go to college and why you should.
Okay. So the college courses that you went to school for, do you still do it? Like the money that you have some to pay the student loan?
I know, right? Like some of the classes I'm like trying to correlate. Did it really have any value for me in the real world? Majority of them that I did pick, I think kind of helped along with my business adventure here. Okay. As an entrepreneur. It has, because I majored in business.
Uh-huh.
So I've used it. Yeah. I can go back to my books, but like, okay, I forgot some of the stuff, but yeah, this here is relevant to today.
Right. Right, so a lot of things in business,
accounting, mm-hmm. financial stuff that was in the books. Yeah, I think it was okay. A lot of stuff I was like, why I have to take this?
Right.
But I think it was because of learning basic skills at home, relationships and stuff like that. Because at first I was taking a theology class. That's different, you know, at this university, but I can understand why they correlated the religion into the program.
Communication.
Yep, that the building faith-based relationships. It was good.
It helped. Okay. It helped. Yeah, I know that. I had to take communications.
Mm-hmm. Right? And that works. Communications.
I had to take business law.
Mm-hmm.
It was another class. I can't remember it right now. I got a brain fart on it. But I know that a couple of classes that I took, I just didn't understand why I was there. And
right.
You go back and you look in the books, you will say to yourself, dang, somebody asked me something about that. And here goes the answer right here, right?
Right.
So a lot of reasons why you do like a certain skill, especially when it's artsy, right? We're in the arts field, right?
Right.
You do have to know how to communicate, and you do have to know a little bit of other people's backgrounds, as far as not even just like a culture thing, just why they may think or act the way that they do, because you know, you're kind of the therapist because you're so personable with them, right? Being standing over them, me being as though I actually have to physically touch them with, you know, the fashion, even with the book. When when we do journalism, right? And you're doing a history, a backstory on when we have interviews with people, you are really like plunging into trying to, you know, you're being nosy, but they, they're here for it, right? And so a lot of times what we face as well with even going back to the HBCU, when we do interviews, people will sometimes think like we're going to give them, like they're under an interrogation.
Yeah.
Or we're going to plunge into some type of dirty stuff that they have in the background. Have you ever...
Yes, they'd be like, really? What I'm gonna talk about? Like,
right. You know,
all the crazy stuff, unless you want to give us some information that was kind of out,
right? I'd be happy to tell them, like, we're not here to interrogate you, we want the story of either your business or your personal experience of what relates to our podcast, right?
Exactly.
So what you got on Mr. Diddy?
Oh my goodness. Oh, Diddy done struck again. So P. Diddy has someone named Rodney Jones filed a lawsuit Monday saying that P. Diddy would grope him, walk around naked. And he owed him money for producing some music for him, the Love album, from September 22 to November 23rd. He hung around P. Diddy and his family for over a year. So I'm quite sure he has seen a lot going on within that year. He's saying different stuff, that like a shooting he saw that P. Diddy and his son did. He saw just... a lot of stuff. And what took me out was when he said he saw Stevie J.
Stevie J wrote a long Instagram post.
Did he?
He wrote the longest Instagram post.
Really?
About, yes, I was trying to find, I know right here he states that, alleges that he was forced to work in Combs' bathroom as the entrepreneur showered naked when he voiced concern of to Combs' chef to staff, it was dismissed and friendly horseplay stated that those acts were Combs' way of showing that he likes you. Now, how somebody sitting there showering and playing with you, talking about he likes you, you what? It kind of sounds, it sounds as the producers, the younger producers that work with them, being their old, right? Him and Stevie J, because they're clearly in their 50s, so to them, they're old, right? They're kind of conned. They're kind of finessed out of their skills. And out of them not asking for their publishing. You notice that you don't have the access to his publishing, and that's what he's fighting about. Now, had he got his money, he didn't get producer credit.
He did. He said that too.
Yeah, he didn't get producer credit. I heard him speaking of it right on, I think it was one of the other blogs, that by him helping Combs, he's supposed to have all his names mentioned on there. So he can get more jobs. That's understandable. Well, that's his resume, right?
Right.
You're trying to work me up out of my job. You're trying to work me up out of my field.
That's P. Diddy way of keeping him under his clenches.
Okay. So to stay in daddy's house.
No credit. Not give him the credit and showing people that he the one produced certain beats or sounds for him. So he want to keep that man under his clutches. Okay, we got another album we want to work on here, and you got to do this trick and jump and jack and flip forward. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like a vicious circle. This man should be done doing stuff like this. You know, he should, he know that he had lawsuits on him a year ago, and you still doing it to men? You doing it to the men now in full force?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? But you know, when you so used to doing the same thing over and over again for many, many years, he think it's normal.
He even name dropped when you said Stevie J. He even name dropped Young Miami's cousin. Said that forced him to have sex with a female, which was Young Miami's cousin.
Oh wow!
Right. And then you got Cassie, Joy Dickerson Neal, and Jane Doe 1 and 2. That's the reason that he assaulted them.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I feel that...
Well, he has four other lawsuits on him, three to four. So three females and one male. One lady did mention herself, Joy. She mentioned her name because that's the young lady he hit beat up in the about who
somebody
was
up
Cassie he jumped yeah he beat her up
oh yeah 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 Cassie yeah mm-hmm. he did beat her up and I don't know, I feel like even with the Cassie situation, right, I still mm-hmm. feel like there was a way I still feel like it was kind of vindictive on her part.
But you know what? When a woman is going through some psychological stuff that's happened mm-hmm. in the past, and by her being so young, she done had her own daughters and children, and I'm mm-hmm. quite sure she's very overprotective about her kids. So when you unravel things that happen, and you think about it, once she got these kids, and she's like, oh my God, what if my child went through this? You know, I got to stop the cycle of not saying nothing. I got to, stand up for myself. I have to, so I'm quite sure she's teaching that to her daughters. You know, you nip everything in the bud right then and there. You don't let anybody get any passes. You know?
Right.
So I'm thinking she probably was talking to a psychiatrist about it. I'm quite sure her new husband, and they said, you got to tell your truth.
Yeah,
and I would have.
I'm not knocking her for telling the truth. The thing about it is the money part of it, right? If you
just like this guy is saying,
you clearly missed the lifestyle. You chose to leave the lifestyle,
right?
For your husband, and you have kids. Mm-hmm. It mm-hmm. seems like she was put up to go back and get that money because it slowed down. Once
but he owed her. She was telling him, remember they were saying, you need to pay me my money, my publishing rights and all that.
Right.
He didn't have her name on a lot of stuff that he, they helped producing. She wasn't getting any proceeds for any of that credits, music. I mean, come on now. You owe her.
Yeah. I don't know. I still feel that it was vindictive, not to say that she shouldn't say anything mm-hmm. about it, right?
But
she
the amount, should, money amount?
She should say the acts of what she wanted to say, if that's what she felt she wanted to do. Why it take you so long?
That's what, like I'm saying.
Should have been the money, should have been there. All that should have been a guarantee anyway.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here looking at a clip where the guy got upset.
Who, Rodney?
Yeah, Rodney. And he said that he was mad because they were celebrating the Grammy week, right? But he was like, I'm currently nominated on an album. I produced at least 9 songs.
Mm-hmm.
I should be celebrating, but I'm currently quietly fighting for my publishing for months. I took a year straight off to do work on this album, and I'm definitely not being shown love, right?
Right.
He said, come on, you added sounds to songs you were an instrumental for hire. Don't add fuel to the man. He said, don't add somebody else, Josie. Mm-hmm. Said, don't add fuel to the man's name that's going through it. So that's somebody coming to Diddy's rescue, right?
Yeah.
DJ says, post the whole video. Don't make it seem like niggas sitting around joking on you. You didn't produce 9 songs on the project adding a piano on a song doesn't make you the producer. Adding bass on a song definitely doesn't make you a producer. Tell the whole story on how you came in as an engineer. Don't get collective amnesia and don't try to make the homie look like he's stealing from you, because clearly I know that ain't the case.
Oh.
And so then dude answered and says, Arad, he said, yo, how dare you? My number ain't changed. Speaking on that, your name is next to mine as a producer on delivery. And no one else touched that track but me and Jay Dilla.
Yeah.
I've never been known as an engineer in this game. And as long as I've worked, in fact, and he says somebody's mixed by source. I guess that's another person that helped. It's an actual engineer that worked on the album and has been credited as one.
He was credited too? See, that's what I'm saying.
Who's mixed by source?
It's another engineer, right? So he got credit. They showed his name as a credit on what I'm saying. Why y'all ain't do this man like that?
He said he said that he should be mentioned. He said, I'm confused. If I'm an engineer, why am I credited as a producer? And this video is clearly speaks to me, to them plotting on my publishing in his face.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody recorded it and didn't know that they recorded it.
Right.
So he might get
something. You know, he got to give him something because he was part of that album for y'all not to acknowledge him.
Yeah, he's saying that he ain't worried about Danger Zone, and that's Stevie J's production company.
Okay.
And he don't give a damn about no threats. He ain't scared or worried about nothing. Mm-hmm. He's upset.
Yeah,
he is upset.
He said Diddy would walk around naked.
Oh, wow.
Too hot to
fight. He will fight back. He said, as I attempt to reach the 50 million goal to retain, 50,000, excuse me.
Okay.
50,000.
Yeah, because he has to retain an attorney. He said he has a hard time retaining.
He said it costs us $300,000
to retain a term.
Should I go to trial? It's $300,000. I'm aware that this isn't the most economical, vibrant time for many. As I asked, if you are in the position to assist me in any way, please help. No donation amount is too small and will currently be appreciated. And on behalf of myself and all creatives that Mr. Combs has allegedly taken advantage of.
Ooh, right.
Thanks in advance, honey. And then you got Diddy's attorney on here saying it's a shakedown. And
yeah.
Oh, child, he put in. And then he added Cuba Gooding Jr.
He did.
Young Miami and Stevie J.
Mm-hmm. He sure did. Yes, he did, girl. I'm like, And then you know what? I guess Columbus Short was on a podcast saying how P. Diddy tried to groom him. He finally came out on a podcast saying that.
He did a live on it one day, right? And was talking about it when it first happened.
Yep.
And then now he goes more in depth on the podcast that you saw.
Yes. Yes, girl. Yes. I'm like, wow. He tried to call him to his hotel room, all type of stuff. He said, ain't going nowhere.
Trouble, honey. That is.
No, my wife ain't allow me out this door.
That is a shame, honey. That is a shame.
Girl, that dog got all the old school musicians turned him straight out. Turned P. Diddy straight out.
There is on this day, I forgot to say this, on this day in 1859, Arkansas legislature required free blacks to choose between exile and enslavement. Wow.
What?
That was in 1859.
Exile in Arkansas. Or enslavement. So you either stay enslaved or be exiled where nobody take care of you, which I'd rather be exiled. I live off the land of the Law of the Land. If I had to eat dirt, that's what I'm gonna eat. Because before I let somebody beat on me to do what they want me to do. Because they was doing nothing but feeding you pig slob and pig stuff anyway. Girl,
right. No. So, and you know what they call the Pro Bowl now, right? It's usually a football game. Oh,
the bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they say that the game was founded by the Black College Football Hall of Fame National Football League on this day. The inaugural bowl was contest on February 19th, though, 2022.
Okay.
At the Newman Stadium on the campus of Tulane University in New Orleans as it was broadcast. So.
Okay.
Yep, the Rose Bowl, they also called it the Rose Bowl, right?
Right.
Was the first college bowl game in on January 1st, 1902.
Okay.
And it was broadcast by Keith Jackson. Legendary broadcaster Keith Jackson.
Okay.
Better known as the granddaddy of them. This is our last, well, tomorrow's our last day of Black History Month, and we just wanted to touch a little bit on some Black history, give it to y'all, and we will see you Friday.
Yes.